So if you want to look at it, Luke 1, Luke 2, you can kind of read on your own. But we know the story of Christmas. Hey, Charlie Brown even does the story of Christmas. You know, they've just about banned that from TV now. It's like, ugh. But anyway, really, I was going to say starting the new year, because that's going to be Friday, but really, if we hadn't already, we need to start these things that I'm going to talk about tonight. For one, when in the book of Luke, I can't find my verse I want. I didn't write it down. In the book of Luke, it talks about the visit of the archangel come to Mary. And it talks about how Mary become pregnant with the baby Jesus. And it was a miraculous thing. She was not married at the time. She was espoused, as they call it, which is quite different than what we do now. But Gabriel told Mary, you're going to have a child, and that child's name will be Emmanuel. And she said, how can this be? Because I've never known a man. Well, then her husband, I'll put it this way, her husband-to-be, which really was already her husband, but not in the manner of husband and wife with living together. She was still at home. He was here. He's all been out of shape. And rightly so. But, because, listen, we know that they had not come together, and I'm going to put it lightly, but you understand, they had not come together as husband and wife yet. He was all upset. But then the Gabriel come and talked to him and said, hey, it's okay. Everything's going to be fine. He explained what had taken place. And then after that, we know in Luke 2, the birth of Jesus, and right as the birth of Jesus happened, now, you see back there the little manger scene, and we have a little bitty one, but we didn't put it out. It shows Mary, she's sitting in front of the baby Jesus, and it's like she's praying, and I understand that. We see Joseph standing there holding his staff, and I get all that. It's just a picture. But honestly, by the time that it took place, you can ask any of these women, they probably wasn't in that position. That was a baby that she delivered. Now, she didn't have a midwife. Joseph had no doubt helped her out. And the shepherds were told about it from the angels. And what did the shepherds do? They headed straight to where they knew of the manger was. And of all people, they would have known. They go there, they see the baby Jesus. No doubt, I watched a little film from this group called The Chosen. They make these little 30-minute, 50-minute sitcoms, and you can look them up on YouTube. It's called The Chosen. But that was probably, I'm going to have to hand it to them, that was probably more realistic. They came in, and there she is holding the baby. She's laying there, and she looks rough because she just went through childbirth. Joseph is sitting there like, what are you guys doing? You know, he was nervous. The first thing they did, they left and they went out and told everybody. And in this little video I watched, which I told you is really good, I enjoyed it, they started everybody they come by. Now, back to where I kind of started at and stumbled along. Right now, not starting the new year, but right now, And you know, who all makes New Year resolutions? Good. I quit doing that years ago. I used to make a resolution, I'm going to do this in the new year, and I did for about 2 or 3 days. You know, that's about it. That's about all you ever get, in just a couple of days. Some people are stronger, and they'll go 3 months or so. But eventually it fades off. So I don't like to make New Year's resolutions. I never saw the point. I'm like, well, I don't want to give that up. I don't want to do that. Diets. I can't stand diets. You can't eat this, and you can't eat that, and you can't... And don't have no Dr. Pepper and no Gold Peak sweet lemon tea. Oh, I love that stuff. And, you know, don't do that. And don't eat too much candy. I'm gonna be up front with you, okay? I've lost a little bit of weight, and COVID got me started. If you want to get on a good diet plan, start out with China virus first. It'll help you along. But I'm going to be honest with you. The best way to lose any is just start backing on that amount you eat. Instead of eating that double, man, we stopped at Culver's in what's that town? St. George. Got me a double bacon cheeseburger, lettuce, tomato, pickles, mustard, mayo, ketchup, and then big old fries that like Brother Mary don't like. He likes them like you get at Freddy's. They're potato chips. Right. And you work yourself to death eating them because they're so little. But we split it. You know how bad I want to just eat that whole thing? It was like, you sure keep talking on the phone. Now, if you'll do that, you will cut back. You will start dropping a little here and there. But anyway, I don't know where I was going with that. But, oh yeah, that was because of the resolution. I don't like resolutions. So this is what I'm going to say. Let's think about this coming year and do our best to do these things I'm going to mention. For one, we need to be like... We need to be like Joseph. Joseph trusted God in the situation. Joseph, he didn't, you know, we never even hear about Joseph or Mary, either one, until all of a sudden, boom, there they are. And we know they grew up under the right teachings. And God came to Mary, and then God came to Joseph, because Joseph is all been out of shape. But Joseph said, oh, okay. I get it. You know, that's trusting God. Because he was just going to put her away privately so that wouldn't be a big scene. But God told him, no, don't. Take her to be your wife. Do not be afraid. Take her to be. We need to trust God like Joseph trusted God. And I was going to say, starting the new year, but we need to do that now. We do. We need to back up in our minds. Hit rewind. Some of you don't know what rewind is. See, in my day they had rewind. You know, and cassette tapes. Some people ain't got a clue what a cassette tape is. And they're about that big, they got two holes in the middle. And it sounds horrible and you pull it out and then you've got tape strung out from here to there and you're like, what? Even get worse than that was 8-track, and you put a little bit of cardboard box in the side so it wouldn't play 2 tracks at one time. But we do. We need to hit rewind and look at at the past year and say, how much did I trust God really? How many times did you go to bed and you worried about what was supposed to take place tomorrow or next week? Now what we need to do is fast forward back to tonight and say, okay, you know what? I'm going to be like Joseph. From this day forward, I'm going to trust God. And we can read what God did for Joseph. Joseph said, you know, I'm going to trust you. It all turned out. They ended up in Bethlehem. They ended up back in Nazareth. They ended up going to Egypt.
You see where God trusts, where Joseph trusts God. We need to try to do that as we go from here into the new year. The shepherds. What did the shepherds do? And they went in, they saw the baby Jesus, and it was like, wow. And the angels had come to them and told them all about it. And when they left there, they did just what they said to do. Spread the news. Spread the good news. The Savior has come. It's the Savior of all mankind. They went out and spread that. Listen, we have the answers for all of the problems that are out here in this world. Me and Brother Dave back there, we do a lot of talking about all the things that are that you can see coming to be. And we listen to a lot of different people. Alex Jones and I've dug into the Q and a lot of different things I've looked at. Listened to Rush Limbaugh some and listen, Rush needs prayers. The man died. He done his last show. He claims to be saved. I don't know his heart. That's between him and Jesus. But he's already done his last. But, you know, Rush Limbaugh, I used to listen to him a lot until my blood pressure went up. Did he make your blood pressure go high? But I listened to a lot of that stuff and I studied about all of that stuff. But what I've got to do is trust God and in the process let people know, listen, all of these things that they talk about may come to pass. And a lot of them have. Dave's been listening to them for what, 30 years. And a lot of what he's told me about 6 months ago is happening now that he heard 15 years ago. They know what you're talking about. We all know there's going to be a one world government. The Bible says so. There's going to be a one world religion. The Bible says so. But we have the answer to all of that. And it's Jesus Christ. We ought to be telling everybody. We should, and not only just telling, it don't hurt to drop a track off either, but we need to show it. Let people see it. Amen. The last thing is we ought to worship like Mary. Amen. You know the first place worship is mentioned in the Bible? Anybody? Just a wild guess. Anybody got the first place? You're excluded. Brother Larry. The first place worship is mentioned in the Bible. The actual word worship. I'll give you a minute. Genesis. When the Lord said, take your son, your only son Isaac, and go to where I tell you. Amen. And Abraham said, me and the boy, we're going to go up on the mountain and worship. Now, you know what him and Mary had in common? They were giving everything of themselves. Abraham was going to give up the son that was promised. Also, the son that was promised to him that was going to bring a Savior into the world. Populate the world. Abraham was giving it up. How many of you would have wanted to go sacrifice your child? He was giving his all. Listen, when my boy is sick, my boy, how old is Jimmy? 43. 42, 43. He'll be 43. Good grief, he'll be 43 in February. Now I'm getting old. 43 years old, and still, when I see him hurt, it hurts me.
That's right.
And I can imagine, I can't even imagine what Abraham thought. But you see, Abraham was giving his all. Mary. I said worship like Mary. I had to bring up Abraham because that's the first place that worship is mentioned was with Abraham. Mary did what?
She gave her all. Her entire body was affected by pregnancy. And then she raised this child, nursed this child. Nursed it over the years. And at the very end of it, she had to sit there and watch what they did to him on the cross of Calvary. She gave her all. You see, honestly, you know, it's biblical that we pay tithes and offering. It's biblical that we come to church. Hebrews 10:25, my favorite scripture, right? Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. We should be here according to the Word of God. It tells us to. But what God wants more than anything in this world, anything out of you, is when you picture that offering plate, you put yourself in it. That's what Mary did. She gave her all to the Lord. She was worshiping Him to the maximum that a person could worship. Because she gave her life to Him. Her all. She didn't question it. She gave her whole self. There was no selfishness in there. She said, "Be it unto me as you would." That's what the Lord wants out of us. This coming year, we need to trust the Lord. And we need to witness for the Lord. We need to be a witness. Not just go out verbally, but be that witness. Can people see Christ in you? I have been in restaurants and stores and dealt with people. And I would tell her, "There's something different about this young waitress. I don't know what it is. But I commune with her. I'm receiving good things." As the 60s would have put it up, "I'm getting good vibes here." And I would ask, "You know the Lord's your Savior?" "Yes, sir, I do." And just like, "See, I knew." Listen, people out there know. We don't only need to say so, but we need to be that witness. Amen. People need to be able to see that light. But more than anything that we do, we should worship the Lord. Me, myself, and I, the whole nine yards. Amen. Give yourself to the Lord for what He wants out of our life. Because we're supposed to glorify God in heaven. That's what we're to do. You know, Brother Larry mentioned it earlier. Romans 12:1-2, we're to be a living sacrifice for the Lord. You know, be glad you're not in the Old Testament, because they killed all the sacrifices. We're to be a living sacrifice. Paul said, we're to be a living sacrifice for the Lord Jesus in Romans 12. When we go out of this place, and we start out our week, and no doubt Friday comes into the year. In the middle of the year, you ought to be able to look back and say, "Am I really trusting God? Am I really being that witness? And am I really worshiping the Lord?" Because listen, those three things are important. Very important that we do. And that's what the Lord wants out of us. And honestly, if we love the Lord, that's what we'll do. And we don't even need to question it. Abraham didn't question it. He just said, "Okay." He knew what God had promised. He said, "Okay, I'll do it." He had done got it in his mind and heart that, you know what, the Lord promised me Isaac, and He promised all these things out of Isaac, and he ain't married yet. But you know what? I'm going to trust God that He's going to carry through, because when God promises, He comes through with it. He ain't like us. Amen. We may promise something, and then all of a sudden it's like, "Ooh, I forgot." God don't forget. Aren't you glad? Man, aren't you glad God doesn't forget? Because
That's bad. God don't forget. That's the best thing about it.